Joining me now, Francis Sweetman from Milford Asset Management. Now, global markets remain volatile. What are you seeing out there?
So markets have been weak. Really, it's been dominated by the US trade war and Trump's rhetoric on that with China. So tensions have escalated. Trump first announced $50 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods. China responded with $50 billion tariffs on US goods. Then Trump said he'd go out and look for another $100 billion. And that's made markets very weak. But markets have rebounded this week. I mean, US policymakers have softened their stance. And Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, today in a speech just talked about opening up to imports and giving concessions such as lower tariffs on auto, which is very important to Trump and his voter base. So there's still a lot to play out here, but our view is that it looks contained at the moment and there's still quite a bit of time for talks to take place, and it feels like the rhetoric is moving in that direction.
Now, the Facebook scandal, that's pushed quite a big sell-off in US tech stocks.
That's right. So in the last few months, we found out that personal data from Facebook users that installed a third-party app was taken and also taken from their friends on the site. And that data found its way to Cambridge Analytica and could have been used to influence voters in political campaigns. So this hasn't just impacted Facebook, but it's impacted other tech stocks in the US like Google, because investors are really worried about more regulation on data and personal privacy. And so that will impact the ability of those tech stocks to drive advertising revenue using that data.
So should we expect a sort of similar sell-off here?
Well, tech stocks were a big driver of the US share market performance last year. And so the sell-off there has made it difficult for US markets to perform. I think we'll see more volatility in that sector. Mark Zuckerberg's due to testify before Congress this week, and privacy regulations will be debated by governments and regulators worldwide. So that will still impact the tech sector. And trade talks, as I said, are going to be ongoing, and the ability for risks of a trade war to impact markets will still be there. But more broadly, we're seeing other indicators of market performance being still very positive. So economic growth strong across most regions, you know, inflation still low, and so that's containing interest rate movements. So we don't see any conditions for a very big broad-based sell-off, but we do expect more of that volatility, which is actually just a return to more normal market conditions, in all honesty.
Okay, now the big news in the UK last week, the gender pay gap reporting that showed the financial services sector was one of the worst offenders. What's your take on that?
Yes, yeah, so all UK organisations with over 250 people have had to report a wide range of different facts on pay rates across male and female employees. So the results really illustrate a lack of senior female women in financial markets. I don't think that'll surprise many people. And that's a situation that's mirrored in New Zealand. But the positive we can take out of that is that it's really generated a lot of very healthy debate. That debate has highlighted that some of the common preconceptions we've got in relation to gender pay issues actually really miss the point. And a lot of the conversations we're having about the issues are the wrong ones. So while the reporting in the UK has acknowledged that discrimination in hiring probably still exists and men can be more successful in pay negotiations than women, a real big driver of the gap is just the difficulties that all employees have who are caregivers outside of the workplace in progressing into those senior positions. And of course, a large proportion of those caregivers are women. So I think what we need to see from here is that a result of this reporting means that executives start to ask themselves if their organisational structures and actually the roles on offer in their organisations and teams are structured just to allow employees with caregiving responsibilities still to progress in the workplace, and that can often be through flexible working or part-time working.
Francis, thank you so much. That is Francis Sweetman, Milford Asset Management.